The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Scripps Media Incorporated.
I'm John Mercure. This is the Sunday Sip. We're talking Catholic education and an important week to be discussing this. And I'm super excited because we have a very special guest with us. It is Dr. Kathleen Sapelka, the superintendent of Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Dr. Sapelka, thank you so much for being with us.
Thrilled to be here, John.
Let's set the stage a little bit during the Sunday Sip. What is Catholic Schools Week?
Well, Catholic Schools Week is the annual designated week for Catholic schools around the country to celebrate their contribution to the life of the Catholic Church, to the life of the nation, and really, in many ways now, to the life of the world, because we really try to prepare our students to live in a global society.
This year's dates for the important recognition are January 29th through February 4th. What's the theme this year?
The theme this year is the theme that it's been for several years, and that is communities of faith, knowledge, and service.
So what does that mean? What does the theme encompass when we talk about faith, knowledge, and service?
Well, those three words really are at the essence of Catholic education. We exist as Catholic schools, first of all, to prepare our students to live lives not just for this world, but for the hereafter, for eternity. So our schools are grounded in and focused on faith. Secondly, our schools have had a 175-year tradition in this archdiocese, and many listeners probably have been part of that tradition of academic excellence, of a rigorous preparation for not just college or life in an academic institution beyond the grade or high school, but really for, again, career and the world. And finally, we prepare our students in Catholic schools to be leaders, to be people who give back. And that's what service stands for.
I love that philosophy. Dr. Kathleen Sapelka, the superintendent of Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, is with us on the Sunday Sip. This is typically a week that's like a celebration.
It is.
There's lots of fun stuff. Tell us about it.
It's fun. And I really encourage listeners to get out and to go into our Catholic schools in our 10 counties. There are all sorts of activities planned to welcome the community. There are grandparent days. Mm-hmm. There are spirit days. There, of course, are masses held or prayer events. There are service events held at our schools. Many schools have a tradition of organizing activities or drives to provide food or warm clothing for people during this time. But really, the main point I would want to make is that people get into our schools, because every mm-hmm. school is a school that would welcome them.
And there's also an annual Catholic Schools Dinner. The Archbishop is part of that. Tell us about that.
That's occurring on Tuesday, February 9th. And the Archbishop is, of course, the not only the guest of honor, but really mm-hmm. the leader of the event. I believe we are looking at over 600 people this
wow.
year. And it's at the Hyatt, downtown Milwaukee. And we really just celebrate with our not just our stakeholders, but our teachers, our parents, our children in some cases, the vibrancy of Catholic education in this archdiocese.
For more information on the dinner, you can check out archmil.org. To get a little bit of an idea on the impact of Catholic schools, there are 92 elementary, 15 secondary Catholic
right.
schools in our 10 counties. And there are more than 30,000 students in those schools. Talk about the impact that Catholic education has on our community.
Really, when you think about it, Catholic education in this archdiocese is the size of a not-so-small city.
Yes.
And we work very hard to keep our schools growing. We have seen a relatively stable enrollment in our Catholic schools over the past 5 years, which is something that we aren't complacent about, but we are also very happy about. Parents recognize the importance of this kind of education that really partners with them to raise their children according to the values that they instill at home.
Dr. Kathleen Sapelka is with us. Can you elaborate, Doctor, on the academic excellence that the schools strive for?
Sure. We have really a very, very high graduation rate from high school. I like to say it's just about 100% because even if students are struggling at the high school level, we work to help them make it and really achieve the next level of education or life placing that they are desirous of. We have above average scores on all of our exams, and again, we work to help students individually achieve according to their potential.
I know there are other initiatives also. Can you tell us quickly about Seton Catholic Schools?
Sure. Seton is a new network of schools that will encompass the 26 schools in the city of Milwaukee, and really it will create a way of helping these students provide for their students in a way that will strengthen their faith life and their academics.
You know, it's so important, too, that Catholic education remain vibrant and affordable. And in Racine, you're working hard to ensure that happens.
Racine is a huge part of our heart. We are working very hard to ensure that there is a network established in Racine that will encompass the five elementary schools there, as well as the current St. Catherine's School. That will be a very unique network, and it's just about at the point of completion, I'm proud to say.
If you would like more information, this is so easy. Families, people in our community can visit archmill.org. You can learn more about Catholic schools, about the week that's ahead. It's archmill.org. Dr. Kathleen Sapelka is the superintendent of Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Dr. Sapelka, it's always so good to see you. Thank you for being with us on the Sunday Sip.
It's an honor, John. Thank you.